Milwaukee County Executive Scott Walker's campaign unveiled its first TV ad yesterday, touting Walker's decision to give back part of his county's salary to taxpayers.
My wife was like, "We're doing what?" But we believe that government spends too much, and that included my salary.
The ad comes a couple weeks after Republican Mark Newman started running his first ad. Yesterday, Newman unveiled his third ad of the season, where the former congressman takes aim at politicians.
You know, some days it's hard to tell Republican insiders from liberal Democrats. Bailouts, stimulus, huge spending.
Neither candidate mentions the others by name. University of Wisconsin La Crosse political science professor Joe Heim says it's rare for a Wisconsin gubernatorial candidate, let alone two of them, to take to the airwaves this early. Heim says he thinks Newman started running ads to define himself in the eyes of voters before someone else does it for him. Heim says he thinks it forced Walker's hand.
I think Walker's ahead, he knows it, and doesn't want to let anything start slipping away here.
Heim says it's a pretty clear sign that this will be an expensive primary battle. If it gives the GOP candidates exposure, Heim says it could be a big help to whomever takes on Milwaukee Mayor Tom Barrett, the likely Democratic nominee.
On the other hand, if you come out of the primary bloody and your opponent has exposed weaknesses, the other side, in this case Tom Barrett, could take advantage of it. So a lot depends on how that campaign goes.
Barrett has not run any TV ads. Unlike Walker or Newman, he doesn't have a big-name primary challenger to contend with. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.